Nebraska, get ready to feel the pride. Love Nebraska Volleyball is back January 2026, representing the entire state, featuring some of the best players in the world, including Nebraska's own Jordan Larson, Lexi Rodriguez, and Jaylee Winters. Massive blocks, long rallies, and a statewide fan base that shows up loud. This is a season you don't want to miss. Tickets available now. Visit lovenab.com/iHeart.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like the consistency of work, Monday, get better, Tuesday, get better, Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you, you know, you can get to where you want to go.
The question of the day is, did you get better? Genuinely, ask yourself that. Did you get better today? If you didn't, believe it or not, you wasted a day. No bullshit. And you wasted a day that you never get back. Time is the only thing, that's the only currency that you can't get back. You can get money back. You can get a girl back. You can't get time back.
Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. And nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you. That's a wonderful decision. Because then no matter what life throws at you, you pick yourself up. And you say, okay, give it, you know, do give it your best shot, as Fonzie says. Nothing is going to stop you. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. It's the basis of self-esteem.
There's no future in cool. That's a trend. That's a fad. It comes and it goes, just like dope money. Dope money comes quick and leaves quicker. Okay? We're here for a slow, but a for show. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Paso corto, vista larga, which is short steps, long vision.
You're not scared of losing. You're scared of people watching you lose. You're not scared of trying. You're scared of people watching you try. You're not scared to start with nothing. You're scared of people watching you start with nothing. But the truth, no one is watching as closely as you think. And even if they are, their opinions are not predictions of the future, just reflections of their own insecurities. So start now, fail fast, learn quicker, and keep moving. Their judgment doesn't define you, unless you let it.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside, but no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test, trying to give you a way out. Trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life. Prepare for battle.
So another year has come and gone, and a lot of us are in the same place we were last year. What the f*** are you waiting on? We sleep one third of our lives. And we think we can take days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves options on which way we're going to go in life. Am I going to run today? Am I going to work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's my birthday. Do you think time gives a that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's, that it's your birthday? You give yourself too many options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. Keep on sitting around wondering what the f*** you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the f*** crowd.
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never quit, in the end you will succeed.
The best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago. The best, the second and the best time is today. Plant the tree of self-discipline.
You can be anything you want to be. You could have all the talent in the world, but if you don't do the right thing, then nothing happens. But when you do right, guess what? Good things happen.
If you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can be in better shape. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you. It will wake you up in the morning.
Only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are in discipline, you are a slave to your moods. You are a slave to your passions.
You're smart, you're talented, you know a few things, but talent means nothing in this game if you don't make the right choices. There's plenty of talented people out there who never see the light of day anymore. Last thing, it takes discipline. Because this whole game is one big long shot, and if you don't have the discipline to stay away from the flyers or from the gambles or whatever else you want to call a stupid move, then my friend, I'm afraid to say one day, you will go down. It's inevitable. You want my advice? Make a list of everything you want now, and then plan on spending the next 25 years of your life getting it, slowly, piece by piece.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. How on earth do you think that you're going to be able to move mountains and get out of that relationship that you don't like and move countries or change career when you can't not hit snooze, even though last night you promised yourself that you weren't going to hit snooze? And it's how people that are able to do extraordinary things have been able to get there.
If I'm running on a treadmill and I get to mile 9 and I get complete cramp in one of my legs, and I know I've told myself I'm going to run 10 kilometers today, he goes, I will have to limp the last mile, even if no one's watching, because I can't let the demons in. And if I let the demons in, they'll show up in the 11th round of a championship fight when there's 50,000 people watching me in the audience. And I know deep in my self story that I'm the type of person that quits when things get hard because I got off that treadmill at mile 9 when no one was watching. The commitments we keep to ourselves and what we do when no one's watching is the most persuasive evidence that governs everything we then do every day thereafter.
Learn a safe you to the world every once in a while. You have every right to. Just stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, wondering, doubting, fearing, hurting, hoping for some easy way out. Stop it and just do.
You have to go dark. Remember about that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people.
When you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud too.
We agreed not to drink. We didn't do drugs. Like, we didn't date. We didn't do anything. We just literally obsessed from the time we woke up to the time we went to bed. That's literally all we did.
Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. I mean, think about it. If you're going to do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, oh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
You need to love pain. And I know no pain, no this, whatever, all the, you know, the...
Correct.
Oh my... No, this is real. You need to love pain.
No one's going to save you. No one's going to come out of the woods and say, hey, I got your back, man. I want to take you from all this. So the only person coming to save you is yourself.
I am not like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I have something inside which is burning. And I look around and this life and everything I see is not for me. I'm supposed to be something different. I have to be something different. And I'm going to change my life.
What you know is very limited. And what you don't know is limitless. And you have an opportunity every day to surround yourself with people to help you grow.
It hurts, it's heavy, but it builds you up. Every time you wanted to quit, every time life tried to break you, you chose to stand tall. That's what makes you great. Today ain't just about a piece of paper. It's about the grind, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Yeah.
That if it wasn't you stepping out, everybody else that has to try and step out into this new life faces this same thing too. Mm-hmm. Every single person does. That's why most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what hard feels like, and this is why most people don't win.
Mm-hmm.
So continuing to push through and almost seeing that level of discomfort as a signal, it's like a way marker that's been planted in the ground. Yes, yeah. More this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was all just super easy, well, how are you going to get anything different to what everybody else has got if you do the same thing that everybody else does?
Yeah.
And one of the best selectors for people not doing a thing is discomfort. So the route that has a lot of discomfort down it, usually on the other side of that, ends up with something which is valuable.
That pain you feel, that's the payment of success. You must be willing to shoulder that pain to get the success. And success is something that's a very lonely path in this world, because few are willing to make that down payment of pain for that futurement of success, the better life. Very few are. And when you get the success, what comes with that is many. Success is a spotlight shining down on their missed opportunities, where they came up short, where they didn't quite have it inside and never went back to revisit it, where failure is what stood instead of improving failure for success. Failure is part of the recipe for success. You fail 1,000 times before you succeed. Every single person has. It's the losers that fail once and quit. Every winner has done failed. The loser and the winner both have failed. It's just that the winner gets back up and does it again.
Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world. Because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
You're racing against no one but yourself. When you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. This race is you against you, man. Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going, and only where you're going to be your best self.
Pressure changes everything, pressure. Some people, you squeeze them, they focus. Others fold. Can you summon your talent at will? Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you sleep at night?
Confidence and fear both require believing in something that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, you have to consider that you're choosing to be afraid.
Believe in yourself. Believe that you're better than everyone else. You know what I mean? I'm always looking at fights or looking at anything. Obviously, I can do this. I'm as good as that. Be confident and be humble. Train hard. That's it. Just...
don't ever sell out.
League One Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive blocks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7, 2026, with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lovb.com/iHeart.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the temporary reward of what the opportunity is today, believe in the bigger picture. Believe that all these things are just moments building the wave for the big moment to come. Always plant the seeds of hard work and integrity and honor today, and then every day you water them and nourish them, believe in them. One day that will sprout a flower of which, when you're dead and gone, people will still remember.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again.
If you ever get to a stage where you're saying, you're looking at something and saying, nah, that doesn't work, that's, my way is better. That's the wrong way of thinking. You want to learn absolutely everything, you want to absorb everything, and you want to be perfect, you know, you're looking for perfection. And you're looking to be able to move every way. And, I mean, that's what I'm looking for anyway, you know?
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? What would they be just... It's obvious. Leave the job. Leave the... You mean to get like... It's your brother. It's the, you know, the killer's hiding in the cupboard. Whatever it might be. What would the audience watching the movie of your life be screaming at the screen telling you to do?
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts. In the final analysis, your response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today.
Yes.
Because you need to be, you need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension.
Yes.
And that can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself, too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do.
Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Every day, do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days.
The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
You got to keep working. Your time's going to come. You got to work. Your time is going to happen. You're here for a reason. But you got to be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed.
You know where you want to go. You need your compelling future. You need to keep pushing forward, and you can't expect others to get your dreams, because they weren't downloaded in them. They were downloaded in you.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day?
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody, mm-hmm. no matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
People say, well, you have no idea how hungry I am. Really? Yeah. What'd you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry.
You gotta start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's going to be a false reality.
You have to understand that anybody who's ever gotten better, and anybody who's ever created, anybody who's ever built, anybody who's ever been something that you've looked up to has gone through these hard times without quitting.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy. Meaning, be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind. This is the quickest way of making this goal become real.
It's just going to take time, dude. The reality of achievement, brother, is it takes way longer than we think. It's way harder than we think.
What people don't understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives.
Yeah.
by facing life, by facing yourself. And through that, I would die never knowing that I had the power to change millions of lives.
The most dangerous person in the world is a man that is broken and alone.
To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal. Don't let people who have mediocre goals deter you from taking actions that make you great.
We are in control of our momentum. If you are in a terrible place right now, if your life sucks right now, and you're waiting around for things to get better, that's not what you should be doing. That's not how it works. You need to take action.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie. What would that guy do? What would that guy do right now? Because you are.
Motherfucker, the purpose is you. We forget that. Every day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
And you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurt.
I know it hurt. You keep going. You keep going.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are going to pass away, loved ones are going to die, your relationships are going to break down, your body is going to fail you, you're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen mm-hmm. that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering. You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff.
But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're willing to try, to do some, not trying is failure.
We're all trying to improve ourselves. No one's perfect.
Nope.
This is not, I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, the discipline of patience, right? Because we all talk about hustle. We talk about working hard. We talk about grinding, mm-hmm. this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience, because in the patience, that's where you're going to make it or you're going to break.
Intentionally act like the person you want to become, because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions. So your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
Well, life took me somewhere unexpected. I'm unprepared. It's about 6 degrees out here, and I'm underdressed. But guess what? No one gives a f***. You got to get the motherfucker in. Sometimes life can really hijack your f***ing mind. When that happens to you, you're all f***ed up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the f***ing window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Sunrise, sun goes down. So that means there is a up, there is a down. Since we are born, we have inhaled 50% of our times. We have exhaled 50% of our times. Always the exchange between left and right, up and down, bright and dark, in and out, success and failure. It's just that this world is not propagating failure to you. It is propagating success to you. So our mind is looking for success.